Proclamation number 8172 of 8th of May, 1962. Free will must accept gifts of grace. I am willing to give at all times. But are you willing to accept my gifts at all times? I give you love, strength and blessings of all kinds, but I don't force you to accept them, for you have to accept all my gifts voluntarily. You have to open yourselves voluntarily, i.e., willingly hand yourselves over to me. Allow my illumination of love, for I am immediately willing to let my flow of strength of love flow into you as soon as I recognize your readiness, your willingness to receive. And you prove this to me through heartfelt thoughts of me, through a prayer in spirit and in truth, or through love walk. For then you will always be connected to me. Contact will have been established and I will be able to flood you for your salvation. You will never go empty-handed when such a connection to me is established. Even if your body doesn't feel it but your soul accepts food and drink, it will be satiated by me because my flow of love can now flow into you which will touch it so powerfully. Yet you humans make far too little use of these blessings of mine, and yet you could be strengthened at any time, for you are still very weak. You all still need a lot of strength. You need my supply of grace as long as you still live on earth. And therefore I admonish you time and again to seek the bond with me, to turn your thoughts towards me and to appeal to me for strength and light. And truly, I will not let any such prayer go unheard, for I myself am only waiting for you to desire in order to then be able to give you myself in abundance. For I want to give you love, through my illumination of love I want to give you light and help you to make the right use of your earthly life, so that you will live according to my will and thereby become blissfully happy. I give you love if only you want to accept it. But I also demand love from you. I want you to change yourselves into love and thus accept your original nature, because I is the eternal love. Can then also unite with you, and this is the purpose and goal of your earthly life. But you are unable to accomplish this change of nature into love by your own strength. I have to supply you with strength and am also ready to do so at any time. But your free will has to desire and accept it. It would truly be easy for me to lead you to perfection if your free will did not have to be taken into consideration, but as a sign of your divine origin it may not be eliminated, and which also only guarantees the final perfection. And therefore I cannot provide you with strength of love and light against your will. Yet I am constantly willing to do so, and therefore only speak to you in order to encourage you to give me your love and thus also your will. Then you will certainly reach your goal, for if only your will belongs to me then I can provide you with my strength of love in an unusual way, and I can pour out my gifts of grace upon you to such an extent that a relapse into the abyss is impossible. That you can cover the ascent to the ascent without effort, because I myself constantly walk beside you and guide and support you, because I myself constantly impart strength to you which enables you to easily overcome all obstacles. Just believe that I am always willing to give and only require your willingness to accept it. Unconsciously open yourselves to me for the acceptance of my inexhaustible flow of grace by only sincerely remembering me and desiring to be united with me. And truly, my flow of strength will flow through you and you will no longer feel weak. You will desire my presence ever more intimately and thus also already be able to be certain of my presence. For Roman 1, 2, long for you, my children. And I will not rest until you, filled with love, devote yourselves to me and want to be mine for all eternity. For my love is strength and it works as soon as it no longer finds resistance. And your heartfelt devotion to me proves to me that you no longer resist me. and thus I can take hold of you with my love, which will now also never leave you again. Amen.